grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. From 1 Timothy 2, the following words are the text on which we want to build our faith tonight. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men. This is the text. The idea of a singular in a pluralistic society is tough. When I tell you this is the only way, this is the only one, that is the only one, you say, no, there's got to be others. This must have hit the Greek world like a brick. They were used to pluralism, to have more than an option, but many options. In Greek philosophy, there were not dozens of great philosophers like Socrates and Epicurus and so on, but there were thousands. Imagine, thousands to choose from. Epicurus said, don't worry about suffering in life. If suffering kills you, you won't feel a thing. And if it doesn't, you overcame. The other one said, a true man shows his character by not betraying in the muscles of his face what is going on inside. Stoicism, to be stoic. And so they had the peripatetic, and they had the sympathetic, and they had 100 different currents of philosophy. And poor average Joe had to pick one philosophy to follow. In the pantheon, they had 12 gods, starting with Zeus and Hermes, who was the go-between between Zeus and people. Until today, pastors have to study a subject called hermeneutics. Hermes was the god that took the will of Zeus, because he was so far above us, and broke it down so that we can understand it. So in a way, that is the function of the pastor, to convey to us the will of God so that it can be lived out in our faith from day to day. So singularity, when Paul says there is one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. And then he specifies who gave his life for all people. Nobody else did. You can search history and see who said, I am going to die so that you can live. There is only one, Jesus Christ. There is no choice. And he is the mediator. A mediator is a go-between, a negotiator, to appease all parts. Well, this mediator has a capital M job of mediator, because he deals between the holy God and the sinful people, the perfect and those that are decaying. So Jesus comes to mend those fences. There is no other philosophy that re-ties us to God. That fence has to be mended by God himself. For that reason, he, on the night in which he was betrayed, introduced a new covenant. The old covenant did not work. Why? The old covenant was based on two articles. First, what God would do for us, and second, what we would have to do for God. We never did our part. We always failed. Jesus knew that the old covenant was not good enough to save anyone. So he said, take, eat, take, drink. This is the blood of the new covenant shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. In other words, the old covenant was based on mathematics and legalism. Sin equals condemnation. Sin minus offering equals absolution. it was legal, based on law. The new one is based on love. I forgive you. Go and sin no more. That is the new covenant which Paul is introducing to the Greek world through his shy little son, Timothy, who does not know what to do with the people that are criticizing him. Paul gives him this shot in the arm. Stand firm in what you have learned. That's going to carry you places. So, right now, pluralism as is taken for granted. Try to buy a pair of shoes or a loaf of bread or an automobile. The choice is virtually unlimited. If I told you, you need what? A pickup truck? Here, I got you one. 2000 Chevy, 2500, 3/4 ton truck. That's the truck for you. You say, no, wait a minute, let me look for others. And I would say, no, there are no others. He would say, he is nuts. Well, that's what the people were telling Paul. We cannot get this. This is too heavy a teaching. We'll listen to you some other day. Go away. Paul told Timothy to stay firm. So, one mediator between us and God. But this is not difficult to identify. This mediator is Jesus Christ, the only one who died. The devil tempts us every day, and he tempts many people that end up at the little round table in my office every day. But the devil forgets some fundamentals here. When he comes and tempts you, you say, and what did you do for me that I should listen to you? Send him away, blazing, and remind him that outside of Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, he lost. He bit and struck the heel of the woman's offspring. But his head was crushed on the third day when Jesus rose from the dead. And because Jesus rose, you and I will rise too. This is not some historic event that lies 2,000 years in the past. This is something that is ours for the years ahead. When God says, kid, come home. And then we pack it up with a smile on our lips and begin eternal life with him. Jesus is the only mediator, Paul says, over and over and over again. It's difficult for people to cave into that. The Pantheon had 12 gods. Rome had 12 gods too. But there is only one who gave his life for them. He gave his life as a ransom because our life was done for. No one comes to the Father except through me. He said to Thomas, remember on the night when he was betrayed? They were all sad because he had just told them that he was leaving and going back to the Father. And they were sad, and he said, don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be droopy. Cheer up. I am going there to prepare a place for you. Think about that. In my Father's house are many rooms. I am going there and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back and take you to be with me. Fast forward to the day of your resurrection. You get into the Father's mansions in heaven, and there is your name on the door. I prepared this room for you. Jesus, the kid that asks the Father, can I bring my friends to sleep over for eternity? And the Father says, yes. In the Greek cultural, if the Greek cultural world was stupefying due to its plurality, to its pluralism, ours is even worse. We have to make choices between this and that every single day. when we go to vote, we have to choose between a whole slew of candidates. When we go to buy hot dogs, besides Oscar Mayer, there are other brands out there. So, but when it comes to our spiritual health, there is one physician that truly cures us from eternal death. He takes death and makes it into a curable disease. And that one is Jesus Christ. To speak of Christ as the only Savior is generally nixed from the onset. However, that is what God teaches us. And that is what we have to offer to the world, with the assurance that He is effective and He will save. In the name of the Father and of the Son.